From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A U.S. military official says Islamic State is suspected of firing a rocket or artillery shell that landed on a military base in northern Iraq that may have contained a mustard agent. In remarks to reporters at the Pentagon, an official said no one was hurt in Tuesday's attack on the Kayara West Air Base. The official said there have been a number of instances this year in which Islamic State has used chemical agents against Iraqi, Kurdish, and Syrian forces, and that this was the first time such an agent has come close to U.S. troops. If the deteriorating ceasefire in Syria is to be salvaged, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday that warplanes must stop flying over key areas of the country, including places where humanitarian agencies are trying to deliver food and medicine.
So I believe that to restore credibility to the process, we must move forward to try to immediately ground all aircraft flying in those key areas in order to de-escalate the situation and give a chance for humanitarian assistance to flow unimpeded.
After flagrant violations of the Syrian ceasefire agreement forged earlier this month by the U.S. and Russia, including the deadly airstrike that destroyed an aid convoy on Monday, Kerry said all sides in the conflict are at a moment of truth. He made his appeal to a high-level meeting of the U.N. Security Council, saying that a limit to overflights is crucial to limiting the bloodshed. U.S. economic officials held the key interest rate steady at a near-record low on Wednesday, but said the case for raising rates has strengthened. Many experts interpret the signal as that the Fed may increase rates in December. This is VOA. U.S. President Barack Obama addressed the second U.S.-Africa Business Forum on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly on Wednesday to promote trade and investment in Africa. The forum began 2 years ago. The president said you can see the results today.
American investment in Africa is up 70%. U.S. exports to Africa have surged. Iconic companies, FedEx, Kellogg's, Google, are growing their presence on the continent. You can hail an Uber in Lagos or Kampala.
Obama said that all growth is only scratching the surface of Africa's economic potential, but the president said it's important for African nations to promote good governance that allows for good business. He added that graft, cronyism, and corruption scares off investment and stifles growth. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina, are bracing for more violent street protests after an African-American officer shot and killed a black man Tuesday night. The violence injured about 24 people, including 16 officers, when protesters threw rocks at police and reporters and set a truck on fire. Part of a busy interstate was shut down, and police used tear gas to break up the crowd. Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts pledged a thorough and transparent investigation into the shooting, calling for peace, calm, and dialogue. Iraqi officials say tens of thousands of refugees have returned to their homes. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Iraqi media showed video of dozens of people returning to Anbar province's second-largest city of Fallujah. Families that were forced to leave the city during fighting to expel Islamic State militants earlier this year are starting to trickle back in, albeit under extremely close government scrutiny. Fallujah Police Chief Colonel Latif Jamal told Arab media his forces were just doing their job. He says that security measures are imposed temporarily until law and order is restored in the city, and that security personnel are doing their jobs and imposing the law fairly on everyone. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In American politics, presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are clashing over which one could improve the plight of low-income residents in the country's inner cities. Trump's assessment of the state of life in the nation's poverty-ridden cities as the worst ever drew attacks from critics, while Clinton, in an opinion article in the New York Times, vowed that if she is elected, one of her top priorities will be increasing economic growth. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.